before you became a dad, would you take a leave it kind of guy or into it? Silent night, or at least it was, until Dad let off a sneeze. Hello, everybody. Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. It's a Christmas special.
To all.
To all, yes.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
It's a Christmas special. And why are we doing a Christmas special? Well, because all the crappy TV shows we watched growing up had Christmas specials, so we bloody want one, don't we?
Yep, 100%.
Yeah.
Do you have any good recollections of those? Any best TV show ones?
All the sitcoms, you know, the Christmas show was usually a clip show.
Yeah, a lazy clip show.
Yeah, which if I'd thought of that, we'd just be doing that instead rather than sitting here like goobers. But can I just say also, you know, like, I don't know, like Family Ties, and I'm sure they had a good Christmas special. Webster. I remember a nice Christmas episode of Webster.
Did Different Strokes have a Christmas special?
They would have done. I find it hard to believe they wouldn't have.
The Golden Girls would have had a good one, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, they put all their differences aside for sure.
The middle one was the funniest one.
When they all wear, where they all wore pastel for once. So much pastel.
Can I point out too that just because we're having a Christmas special doesn't mean that, you know, it's just a Christmas special in title, really. I mean, we're not secular here, yeah, non-denominational here. So we'll also say Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Please enjoy your Pancha Ganapati for the Hindu listeners out there.
Solemn and dignified Ramadan.
Yes, yeah. Yalda, enjoy that. And
Festivus.
Festivus as well. And can I just wish a merry Sol Invictus to all the Satanists out there. That's their holiday at this time of year.
Sol Invictus, right. Is that some kind of sun strength?
Well, Sol does mean sun. I got to admit, I didn't dig any further into it than just seeing that they had one.
Yeah, that's what I'm confused. Sol Invictus.
Well, Invictus might mean reverse of.
Oh, yes.
Reverses. Yeah, like that movie Invictus.
They have the Invictus games? I'm sure that doesn't mean the reverse of games.
Where they all sit around and do nothing. No, the Invictus games is for the people who have reverse of able bodies, I believe.
All right. Moving right along there.
You put me in that position.
Well, I don't think so. Now, let's just do a quick roll call. Obviously, you've heard Monty, who wasn't here last time, but he's back. Hello, Monty.
Hello. Apologies about last time. I was actually doing some dadding. It was a quite tough night with Augie, which tonight's seemingly turning out to be as well, but my wife is here. She knows when we're recording.
She knows when we're recording.
Nice.
Yeah, look, we can hardly arc up at you choosing to parent over talking to us about being a good parent. That would be good. Self-defeating, I feel. Now, Ben's there. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Stu. Hello, Monty.
Now, hello, mate.
And so Matt's having some dramas, from what we understand, at home. This happens from time to time when you're trying to get five people on a call all at once. You know, someone's got something going on that might delay them, so I'm sure he'll pop in shortly. And Rich, I don't know if Rich is going to turn up. And the reason for that is hilariously daddish.
It's like it's peak dad, I feel.
I feel it's seasonal dad. I think it's this time of year, you know. It's very seasonal, Dad.
Now, also, just to keep this sizzle going of why he's not here, he's broken a dad commandment too. Who wants to tell me what dad commandment he's broken?
Know thy limitations.
So, yeah, Rich informed us in our group chat a little earlier that he's probably not going to be able to make it because he's in a lot of pain. and finding it hard to sit down for periods of time as a result of trying to take a spectacular catch, a big diving catch, and landing awkwardly and hurting himself.
Hey, pay the man, not trying to. It sounded like he took the catch.
Yes, sorry, yeah, yes. So that was a question straight after. Did you actually hold on to it? Answer is yes. So yeah, there was, but I mean, obviously, you know, there's that attempt at glory over self-preservation. He's just, you should know better as a dad. You should know your limitations, but sometimes you just get swept away, don't you? Particularly in something where it's just, that's a split second decision. You see a catch and you go, look,
you
this
can't
is
not
gotta
do
go.
It.
I can get there.
You got it. Exactly. You have been sitting at home watching KFC classic catches. Yeah, exactly. It's, there is no time to think about self-preservation. It's I'm taking the catch.
Yeah. So, Rich, hopefully, yeah, you're not too hurt, or if you are, then it recovers quickly.
Well, see, that's where the pool and the beach are great places to still be able to do that and reduce injury. Well, one would hope.
Can go the other way occasionally at the beach, but yeah.
A shoulder into some hard, wet sand isn't much better.
No.
True, but also, like, if you are, you know, if you're out, if you're in 2 foot of water, then...
Oh, lovely. Gorgeous.
You know, it's perfect. Yeah, it really does soften the blow.
Yeah. Mm. I love whenever we do this and we start talking about, you know, seasonal Australian things like being at the beach, my mind immediately goes to our listeners in Canada.
Yeah.
Where, where I'm sure it's probably what kind of temperature at the moment?
What are you doing now? Yeah, Christmas what? Yeah.
Would they Monty, what do you reckon? Would it
like
be
snow
would it
drift?
Be, yeah. Would it be getting to the minus 20s around about now?
Oh, yeah, I am. Got a text from my old man-in-law today who was having a beer after shoveling the walks in, I think, minus 22, saying he deserved it. And I was like, yeah, sounds like you bloody well do deserve
it. Does it freeze in the glass before it gets to the mouth, though? That's the question.
Well, thankfully he'd gone inside. Wow. I don't think you'd want to hang out there and do that. He was telling me about a particularly terrible morning the other day, though, where it started warm. There's a weird thing in Edmonton, where my wife's family are from, where they don't run by the same kind of temperature day rules as Australia. It doesn't feel like the middle of the day is the hottest part. Sometimes that's just all over the shop. Right. And so what happened was they had a rather hot morning where it got to, I believe, above zero, and it rained. But then they had a rather cold afternoon where it got to, I think, minus 8, minus 9.
All right.
And that is just the worst possible day you can have because it rains everywhere and then freezes. So there was like a citywide plague of car crashes and just everyone's running into everything because you can't get to it in time with the salt that they use.
I suppose.
Speaking of rain, can you hear the rain here at my house? I'm in a – yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, look, you should be. You have a fair bit of control over it. I get that. Yeah.
What? If it sounds like you have a problem with this, what's your issue?
Well, I was gonna start going on about Canadian weather for a bit longer, then I realised that it was a Christmas special.
No, they love
that. What other things to talk about? And our friend Matt's joined the conversation. Hello, Matt.
Hello.
Yes. Well, we've done our roll call just prior to this and it explained Richard's situation. So that's pretty much where we're at currently. How are you, sir? Yes.
All right. Apologies. We've just plenty of last week of school dramas here and post birthday cheesecake come downs happening.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's a good set of words.
Yes. Yeah, my daughter youngest turned 10 yesterday, so there was a lot of eating Chinese takeaway, and then we made she wanted to make her own cake, so we made a crunchy cheesecake. Cheesecake with a honeycomb chocolate for those of you outside of Australia.
And did she whip it off the table before anyone else could have it, or?
pretty much she's been eyeing it off, and she's doesn't like me giving it out to guests if anyone's popped over.
So, Christmas, fellas. Christmas, eh?
Hey.
Monty, you had some ideas about some Christmas stuff to talk about.
I did. I had quite a few. First of all, it being my first Christmas, I just wanted, anyone have any good memories of their, it's not my first Christmas, let me re-explain. I've had many a Christmas. It's my first Christmas as a dad.
The new
year. Do you guys have any recollections of first Christmases? And my thought so far is this probably won't mean that much in the scheme of her life, but seems to mean a bit to me.
Yeah, I think so. Like, she's, you know, she doesn't know what's going on. The concept of a weird fat old dude rocking up at your house and giving you stuff is just not something she's going to be able to accept at this point. So yeah, it is more just, I guess, a yardstick for you to acknowledge.
Yep.
I think I've gotten to the point now where I feel like I've become a, I am the Grinch, right, when it comes to Christmas. And so any good times that I have had at Christmas have been sanded down to nothing over time. The sands of time have sanded down the good times of Christmas, and it just becomes this grey cloud of just like getting through it rather than actually enjoying it. So this is a different take on the Christmas special. I'm just going to bring you all down.
No, that's okay. I did. We did sizzle that one of us was a Christmas Grinch, and that we would reveal that. I was saving it for the second half, but we didn't last that long. Well, your Grinchiness has just come straight in.
Christmas. What is he meant to do for the first half if we're talking about Christmas? Pretend he's sit not here the and cranky say nothing. Man.
I suppose.
Inaudibly cranky.
See if he played along.
I'm intrigued. So I quite, despite a lot of, you know, yes, I get you, there's a lot of things about getting through it, but there are lots of little bits that I quite enjoy about Christmas. Well, why do you hate it so much?
Trying to pack so much in to such a small period of time creates an inordinately large amount of stress for me.
Fair.
And it's because it's work related. So because I'm in retail, this time of year, like basically from the end of November all the way through to the end of December is peak, well, it's peak dickhead period really, in that there's a heightened dickheadery in the retail world. I try to work through it. I really do. Like, I've tried to stay more positive this year. Because I can become a real dick to hang around through Christmas. But it's difficult, and it's a very difficult time.
Yeah, I get that. That's a perspective a lot of people probably don't think of. Retail people are not having a relaxing time of year. A few things I just want to ask. Can I extend your answer for you a little further and say that Christmas Day itself, I don't know about Monty, you or Matt. I think, Matt, you usually have a pretty relaxing Christmas day.
Yeah, that's my favourite day of the year.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that I find it that relaxing, particularly in the years when you've got to go from one family side of the family to the other.
I just got this idea in my head and I'm going to forget it if I don't.
Yeah, well, I'm recording at the moment. What are you doing?
Hang on. Let's listen. Wait, just listen. Just listen.
Listen to the dadding.
Say that again.
When I get hot, if I have my sinners under my clothes.
Yeah. No, you'll be fine. Why do you have toothpaste hanging out your mouth like a vampire?
Good question.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. We were just we thought we were just getting an example of dadding live on the show.
Oh, well, yeah, it was my daughter coming in to say she's going to a water park tomorrow.
Okay.
Won't she get hot wearing her swimmers under her clothes before she gets to the
Yeah. See, now that is a 9:30 at night problem.
Believe me, I'm more worried about
wearing wet swimmers home under your clothes.
She's just talking about on the way there, not on the way home.
Fine. Jeez, I should be right. That's fine. So are swimmers made of like fucking velvet?
Thinking, without really forward thinking.
She's got asbestos swimmers or something. Yes, I know. This is no, it's really just I want to ask you yet one more question. That's what I've been doing all night is tamping down stress over very minor things.
Well, listen, we're happy to hear him if she's got more. We want to hear more of that, more questions like that.
There's every chance she'll be back.
Additional water park stresses.
So, water park, it's a big day. It's going to be nice.
Yeah.
She's going to have a great time.
Yeah.
She has to just process that through anxiety.
You know what you need? Okay. And here's the positives of going to a water park. You don't live in Canada, so it's not going to freeze over.
No, that's right. It's not going to rain, then freeze.
Yeah. You're not 40, so you're not going to bust your knee on the first slide like
that's
we
right. Yeah.
I don't think you're familiar with the water park that's in the giant mall in Edmonton that you can go to years round. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, we'll have to send a link to that. That's pretty special. I've had a look at that before. Listen, let's not get off track.
Christmas Day.
So moving around.
Because, you know, both sides of the family would like to see people on Christmas Day specifically. And I always do try and go, like, can one side do a Christmas Eve or a Boxing Day, you know, just so we're not driving an hour and a half after a big lunch. And maybe you can have a few bloody drinks, which everyone else gets to except the friggin' driver.
So we maybe it's like you say it's an hour and a half between families. See, ours is like 2 hours and that's too far. So we have separate events on separate times. So we're not trying to fit both families in.
Yeah, right.
But maybe that's because we are coming from so far away, we're like 4 hours away to begin with, that we're not driving. It's not a day for us.
Yeah.
I wish it was. Part of me wishes Christmas was a day instead of like the week and a half that it turns into.
Yeah.
Because that would be nice to like come home at the end of a day of a lot of eating and a lot of drinking and just that's it.
Yeah. Don't give me your holiday problems.
But hang on, I was defending Wigo there.
Wigo's had two. You've had two holidays in the last 4 weeks, Wigo. So
yeah,
I don't want to not really any more of that. Not really
holidays.
Because it was with your family.
Not really holidays.
Because it was with your family. Is that the problem?
Yeah, there's a little bit of that going on.
All right,
let's talk about Christmas.
I feel bad for Wigo. We get him on these podcasts around this time of year, and we're all hyped up, and he's broken.
Well, yeah, and my point was that for some people, Christmas Day itself is not relaxing, it's a stress. And when you're someone like Wigo who's in a crazy retail environment leading up to Christmas, so stressed in the weeks leading up to Christmas, have a Christmas Day where you might be a little stressed making sure everything's happening properly, and then you go into Boxing Day sales on on Boxing Day, and every dickhead who's got something that they don't like wants to come and exchange stuff. And
exactly. They're the people that you can... I'm not worried about the people that want to come and buy stuff. It's the people that want to come and spend 40 minutes on Boxing Day telling you about the fucking 10-volt vacuum that they'd bought 3 weeks earlier that doesn't work.
Yeah.
It's like, well, surely it could have waited. Who's coming on Boxing Day?
So I understand. How you feel. It's just that obviously the majority of people, including your wife, particularly your wife, are full on excited about Christmas and just really get into it, right? Which must grate on you a fair bit. Not that you need to admit here, obviously, but yeah, someone really into Christmas and someone who's just over it, like, and then sitting through weeks of that.
And it's really not that I don't like, it's not the Christmas part of it. Like, Christmas Day is quite nice, but you are right, Stu. It's that, well, we have to go and drive that way and then drive that way. And it's the before and after, not the actual Christmas Day, because that's actually quite nice, but it is those external stresses. Everything that's around it, like you've got all the end of school stuff, you've got all the added pressure from work, you've got all of the financial burden of Christmas, all of that stuff wrapped up in one, and It's just, it's not my favorite part of the year, to be perfectly honest.
Okay, we get that. All right, so you're the Christmas Grinch. Monty, you're pretty, you like Christmas, right? You into Christmas?
Yeah.
Or you, right, before you became a dad, would you take it or leave it kind of guy? Are you into it or?
I think overall I enjoy it. I think it's, I've always enjoyed the eating, drinking and being able to hang out with family or friends if that's what you prefer. Mm. I think yeah, overall I'd say yeah, 80% good.
Okay. Now we go. Your grinchiness. are you able to hide it from your kids, and do you try to hide it from your kids?
Oh, great question.
Well, yeah, I do. Like, I hide it from the children as best I can, but the problem is that it then gets unloaded on my wife. So gets the full brunt of my grinchiness because we have to make Christmas Christmas.
Yeah.
But, like, there's also little things, you know what I mean? Like, and this is a very specific example, and it was quite funny because I think, Matthew, you made a reference the other day to wrapping all of the presents mm-hmm. that may or may not be going under the tree.
Yes.
And that was, you know, well out from Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
There is every chance, and I mean every chance, and by, like, if we were betting people, the odds of this happening are they've actually closed the book. They wouldn't take bets on it. We'll tend to wrap Christmas presents on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Now tell me how much stress that puts on people when you know that you've got all of these things that you've got to wrap the night before. Yeah. Like, who does that?
And three, you ever set up a trampoline over Christmas Eve? I did that once for my little brother. That was stressful.
That is.
Did it stressful. On a birthday. And on a birthday Eve.
You've got three kids in the house, any one of which can come out at any point.
That's right? See, that's what I was thinking. Like, the stress is, I mean, I was stressed doing them the other night when my, like, 13-year-old knocked on the door and I was like, I told you I was in what I was doing. She's under no, you know.
Yeah, illusions.
She knows what's going on. Yeah, and she still came in and I was like, "What? Oh, yeah, I forgot. I was like, God damn it.
Well, Ben, you said that you unload on your wife, and I'm sure she doesn't want to hear it. But
no, of course, not at all.
But I have someone here who does. So when I said to my wife earlier that we were talking to you about being Christmas Grinch, her eyes lit up. She was so excited because she's also a Christmas Grinch. Now she goes... She does a great job of hiding it from our kids, which we still haven't got a clear answer from you whether you do or not. But my wife would really like to say a few things to you about Christmas, I think. So introducing my wife, Michelle.
Yes.
This could very well make my Christmas. Hello.
Long time listener, first time participant. I'm delighted to hear that there is another Christmas Grinch in the house, so to speak.
It's wonderful to have you here.
I feel very ostracized this time of year because everyone gets so excited about Christmas. Christmas is so fetishized.
Yeah.
Why?
I like a good Christmas fetish.
I've got more of a Christmas kink myself.
The majority of the country are not Christian, so to speak. So why is everyone, the whole year sort of revolves around Christmas, Christmas, Christmas? I don't understand it and I don't think I ever will.
Well, it's like joy. That's what it's about. It's about having a nice time with your family. Why?
Why not New Year's? You know, we've all had a long, hard year. Why is this focus on the birth of a figure who may or may not be fictional, that the majority of Australians don't really particularly regularly celebrate or worship? It's just like a thing we just do as a habit. Why Christmas? Why is that joy? Why does Christmas equal joy? Why don't we all just get together and go, yay, the year's ended, let's talk about it or something, instead of 2 months of, oh, God, got to figure out what to buy for so-and-so, got to go to the shops, got a budget, got to go into debt. You can see I feel very passionately about this.
Well, it's an arbitrary date, but...
It is. It's not even the official birthday to JC.
No, I'm sure it's like paganistic. They stole it from the pagans because it's around the same time as the winter solstice, I'm guessing. Winter solstice.
Yeah. Yep.
And so, yeah, it's just stolen from that. But it's as good a day as any. I've got no investment whatsoever in the religious aspect of the holiday. It could have been any other day. It could have been New Year's Day, but it wasn't. It was this day. And if everyone wants to get together and eat a lot of ham, it will always be. Yeah, if everyone wants to get together on that day and eat a lot of ham and prawns, I'm all for it.
Why don't we just call it Ham Day?
Well, it could be Ham Day. I mean, I celebrate, like this year, I'm celebrating Christmas Day with my extended family on the 19th. That's not Christmas Day. It's just the 19th because that's when we have the opportunity to be all together.
Well, so, that's very nice that your family were accepting of that because some people's families are not so accepting of it not being the 25th.
I would say the other Justine side of the family wouldn't be accepting of that.
Hard relate.
My side, yeah, my side are like, yeah, whatever. Whenever we can get together, it's nice.
No, that's another thing. It's always the, you know, which family's going to see us on Christmas Day this year or we run ourselves ragged going from one end of Sydney to the other to please everybody.
So here's the thing. I want to ask the two Grinches, if that is the correct plural of
it Grinch, is.
A collective noun of Grinches. A grunch, yes, the grunch.
Many grunch.
A grunch of Grinches. Is what are the chances of you, let's just say 2022 next year, that you don't go anywhere on Christmas Day and you just have your own family in your own house with no visitors? What are the odds? So what are the chances of that?
0%, but I would love that.
What's getting in the way of that?
You could do that any day.
No, but what's getting in the way of that?
Everyone else.
Family pressure. Yeah, totally. Okay, my parents and parents-in-law would not be very happy about that. And look, Christmas Day itself isn't like a terrible thing. It's just all the lead up to it and all the pressure and the shopping and the hoo-ha and the lights and the trees and the songs, the terrible songs and the terrible movies.
Come on, isn't it?
But please, Ben, you didn't answer Matt's question.
Oh, no, Mish, you answered my question or you answered the question for me.
It's never going to happen, but you would like it.
0%.
So what,
Mish, have you heard, you would have heard the story of the Christmas that
of Christmas.
Was.
Are we doing the story of Christmas?
No. The story of
that
story
one, yeah.
Of Wiggo's Christmas.
Sorry, I thought
that
we were doing
the Christmas
barn
miracle
and
that never was.
Yeah, yeah.
The story of Wiggo's Christmas.
Yeah,
that never was.
The miracle that didn't happen.
No.
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Oh, I'm excited. Go on.
So this was a couple of years ago, and as is my wont, the Grinch turned on around about the sort of 1st or 2nd of December, and I'm constantly bitching about having to go and travel on Christmas Day when we then get home and I've got to get up at whatever o'clock on Boxing Day and go to work.
Oh, yeah, God, yeah, right.
So Christmas morning comes around and one of my children comes out and says, "Oh, diarrhea." And my first thought is, oh, no, he's got diarrhea. And then my second thought is, oh, yes, it's got diarrhea. This is great.
The one day of the year you're happy to hear those words.
Exactly. Now, it just so happened that at this particular Christmas, we'd purchased a gaming console. And nice. My third thought was,
does he really have diarrhea?
Sit down on the lounge and play the PlayStation all day with my son while everyone else goes to Sydney because God forbid that Christmas stops for everyone if someone's sick.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that what happened?
For 45 minutes to an hour, I'm trying my absolute hardest to hide the enormous smile that's trying to break through on my face as I have the conversation with my wife of, I will stay home with our son who is sick.
Out of the kindness of my heart.
I will do that job. I will not come and see everyone else in the family. You go and enjoy the day with your family. Don't worry about us. The cars are packed. They are literally about to walk out the door. And my son walks through the hallway and said, I'm actually feeling pretty good now.
Oh, no.
The miracle occurred. The miracle happened to everyone else, dear. Except Wigo.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
My wife was standing next to me at the time and literally turned her head and just gave me the eyes, which were suck eggs. It was basically suck eggs.
Oh.
And that was the moment that the Christmas miracle was as close. I could taste it. And not the diarrhea, like the actual the ham that I was going to eat for the entire day.
So Lynn's was on to you.
It just got ripped off. It got
the smile suppression wasn't good enough.
Yeah. All that ham just slipped through your fingers.
I was so close to getting to hang out with my son for the entire day at home. And I would have slept.
We had a pretty good Christmas a couple of years ago for a not so good reason, because Dylan had recently been diagnosed with Crohn's disease, and he was on a very strict diet where he could only have these special shakes during the Christmas period. So we just said, look, guys, we are bowing out of the whole thing because it's just too hard on him, and we just went to the beach.
Lovely.
So, you know, he couldn't
Is that your favourite Christmas memory?
I'm not going to officially say that, but maybe.
Wasn't there a Christmas you went to, like, Hamilton Island or
something? Between the Grinches come out?
No, we've not been away for Christmas, unfortunately.
I thought maybe that was mooted as a plan.
I think it was a dream, but I'm getting the wind-up here from Stu. So.
Hang on, Mish, can we quickly touch on cooked fruit?
Yes. How do I feel about cooked fruit?
I've got to go. See you guys.
Yeah, we've had this discussion before,
Ben.
I'm out of here. Goodbye, everyone.
I'm fairly indifferent to cooked fruit. I don't share your hatred of it. We're going to have to just find common ground in Christmas.
Hey, Ben, I hate cooked fruit, so yeah, I can get on to that.
I'm telling you, you're creating a rod for your own back, people. It's not that he hates cooked fruit. You wait. Ask him which cooked fruit he doesn't like and try and find
I've been down this road, so I'm going to... I'm going to bid you adieu and hand it back to Stu.
I feel like a climate scientist on this. I've been warning people for like 25 years and no one ever listens. They're like, oh, no, let's hear more. And then
don't engage with the cooked fruit conversation.
There's no rhyme or reason to which cooked fruit Wiggins will eat.
I won't eat any of them. Fuck them. I hate them.
See, I get that. I understand.
Yeah.
That's not the issue. Wiggins will eat some, but not others.
Adios, guys.
I'll see you.
Mish,
see you, Grinch. Grinch,
unreal.
Lady.
Grinch one, Grinch
lovely
two.
To chat.
I'm 100% with you on the anti-Christmas sentiment.
It's just overrated. So hard.
Properly rated.
That's all. Yeah.
Underrated. No.
See you later. Wrong.
The hatred of Christmas is underrated.
Hatred is underrated.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Peace.
All right, I couldn't hear any of that, obviously. Was there any context to the cooked fruit remark, or was it just thrown in there?
No, it just came out.
Okay,
I know that Mish is indifferent to cooked fruit, so I just thought I'd, would try and double up.
We might explain that after this break. Might.
What's better to receive at Christmas, and even better to give?
An appliance something for you every day of the year,
like a toaster, an iron,
or a radio. Name it, you'll find it here. We're headquarters for appliances. We can help you bring good cheer.
Did you get it all out?
Yeah, I think so.
And
the Grinchiness.
And did you actually answer the question, because I couldn't hear it, obviously, about whether you hide your Grinchiness from your kids successfully or not?
I don't know if it's successful, but I definitely try to not be as Grinchy around them.
Well, that's big of you.
Well, thanks. That's why I need some positive reinforcement.
There's a certain magic to Christmas in children's eyes that they're not going to, they'll probably resent you from draining from them if you try and impose too much Grinchiness on them, right?
I'm just waiting. Like, Matthew, I have to ask you the question because your eldest is now out of the Christmas cycle as such.
Yeah.
She doesn't actually believe in Santa anymore. Mm-hmm. But how did that come about? Because you did say that she asks a lot of questions. So at what age did...
I think we used to kind of run interference. Like you could just be like, oh, yeah, yeah. She would ask a direct question. And she would sort of, I don't know, it's hard to explain. I think she sort of knew quite a while ago, but she also was sort of smart enough to go, well, do I want this? You could tell it was like, do I want this not to be real? I can see my 10-year-old doing the same thing.
Right. And yeah. So is the question, does it stop if I don't believe in Santa?
Yeah, or... I think it's like, well, you know, it's kind of nice, and if it doesn't, then yeah, that's not as fun, is it?
I wonder also if kids might like feel like, and I'm not saying there's a logic to this, but might feel like they'll get into a bit of trouble if they don't believe.
Yeah, maybe.
Isn't that why we have Christmas in the first place?
That's right, yeah. Sounds very familiar.
Or at least bring it up, because try and remember being a kid. It takes a little bit of cojones to tell your parents that the thing they've been telling you is true.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, I think
she started using things, like she started asking the questions, and then I would sort of answer them and like offhand. And eventually you just go, well, you know, she's old enough and she keeps asking, and then she just pursued it. And then I would say, well, what do you think? What makes more sense to you? Because she would say, how does this happen? Yeah. How does this happen? How do they get everywhere?
You do want to reward your kid for being inquisitive and clever enough to work it out, right?
I mean, like I've said before, I was surprised it took her as long as it did, because it seemed like when she was about 8 that would have been it. So it wouldn't surprise me to find out that she sort of had her doubts around like 7 with the logic of it all, and then worked it out. But yeah, her sister, I think I mentioned, yeah, she said, I think Santa's real if you believe he is.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good way to
look at it. Makes me think a lot about
whimsical.
Yeah, she is. That's her all over though.
Makes you think a lot about like concepts around the holiday, doesn't it? In theory, we're all celebrating someone that may or may not be real's birthday. And so we've to kind of co-opt other people into it, we've tricked them into thinking there's another guy that may or may not be real, and he's going to help you in your life. Like this other one may or may not help us in our life. Thing's pretty fucking weird when you look at it like that.
Well, now that you mention it, it does make me wonder whether, you know, people are worried, or we don't know if this first guy's believable enough.
Yeah, right.
Make a slightly less believable one.
Yeah.
Who can actually be the focus of Christmas.
Who you can go and actually see, though, at the mall. You can go to the shopping center and see.
And then the debate will be about whether that one's real.
Yeah, we can shift the conversation, right?
Yeah. You guys are coming on board, see? It's all rooted in deceit. And that's
the title, Rooted in Deceit.
I did not know this episode was going to head this way.
Is this why you're the Grinch, Wigo?
That's right.
But you work in retail, Wigo.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same principle?
Oh, yeah. We're all rooted in deceit.
So why aren't you all for it?
Because Wigo's real.
Yeah. That's right. You guys know that I'm.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Thank you, Stu.
You know what I
love? You know what I love is that Stu just came to my defense after, like, it was the perfect circle after the Pausatron comment a couple of weeks ago, and then to come back to my defense then and say that I'm real is just it's rooted in reality. It's rooted in love. That's what
grounded. It's what it is. It's grounded love.
All right. Let's try as Monty says, let's try and move away from the sad negativity here.
What?
Not pointing fingers or anything, but let's talk about Christmas dads. Okay, what makes a good Christmas dad? Hey, is it taking charge of the meat?
Christmas, I think it's taking charge of, and Monty brought it up earlier, like it's taking charge of that big gift that needs to be
constructed,
put together, needs to be It needs to be gathered, needs to be brought back to the house, needs to be like that. You know, you have to have a capacity to be able to like get shit done as a Christmas dad.
You've seen that movie Jingle All the Way? Like, that's it, right? Yeah, you've got to go all the way for that one present, right?
Yeah.
Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just brought up a Schwarzenegger film that outlines your point.
So what's the hard, most difficult, Christmas Eve night construction we've done here, fellas? I'll say trampoline.
We did a jumping castle one Christmas. And now, as we know,
jump quietly.
Exactly. That was the thing, right? Like we had to do a pre-test in a different house.
Whoa. That's great.
And then the jumping castle was actually inflated in the morning. So it was on and ready to be jumped on in the lounge room that Christmas, which was pretty cool. Like that was pretty awesome.
So did you get up super early and do that, or did you do it the night before?
I don't understand. We'd done it.
Yeah, how big is this jumping castle? I don't understand how it's in a living room.
So it was a small, like
outside?
Inside.
So more important, how old were your kids at the time? That might give us
two.
You come with a guy smoking a cigarette out the front of it and saying, take your shoes off, kids.
Yeah. $10 a go.
Yeah. not really looking, but saying, right, calm down in there.
Yep.
Don't do that.
No shoes. We had the two boys and they were, I'd say Louis would have only been two, so maybe 5 and 3, maybe 6 and 4 maybe.
Right, okay.
So we just moved everything out of the lounge room and were able to have a jumping castle in the lounge room on Christmas morning, which was freaking awesome.
Now, had you loaded them up with the old, if you see Santa, he leaves without giving you any presents kind of thing to try and stop kids trying to see Santa?
Always.
Yeah. Love those threats. Yeah.
Yeah. The emptiest of threats.
He won't come if you don't see him. You've got to go to bed at 7 in the evening to make sure he's coming. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to go to bed at 7 on the 23rd and sort of get up again.
Stay in bed for 3 days. Yeah.
I've got some Teamsters turning up at 8. They need to get to work.
Why is all this scaffolding outside?
Oh, I'm one of the reindeer.
Bikes are also an issue because most of these gifts are quite large, and it's a real it's a struggle. I mean, has anyone put a bike together on Christmas Day?
No. So this is the benefit I have for actually traveling for Christmas is like
you can't take it.
So I've put stuff together, but it'll be the 15th of December or something like that, and then I'll put it in the garage or whatever. And what we've had to do or what we've done in the past is get everyone in the car. This is out my soul stress.
Oh, right.
You get all the kids in the car ready to leave, and then I have to go back and get one more thing, and that's me putting...
Put everything under the tree.
Which Violet 1 year... came back in to get something while I was doing it. And I like shouted at her, like, what are you doing? And she's like, I just came to get water or something. And then that made her cry. And I was like, oh, whatever. That was worth it.
That is a weird, confusing thing as a child.
It is, where I was like,
get out of it. What are you looking at? Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Where I was like, I made her cry, but okay, I could have... I could have popped the bubble of
Christmas. Don't look at me.
Yeah, exactly. So then it must have been the next year. when she talked to me about it, and I said to her, remember last year when you blah, 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 and you came back in and I shouted at you and made you cry? That's what was happening. She was like, oh, that must have been like 8 months of never understanding why I shouted at her for coming back in there. But then she's like, resentment. Oh, okay. But that's what I did. So I can't take it with me. I can't do any sort of big Christmas Eve putting stuff together. I'm sure when they were kids, I had to do stuff like that when we were somewhere else. The tricky things, you're putting things together that, especially for young babies that make noise, like press buttons and it comes alive, that kind of thing when they're like 2 years old, that sucks.
We put together my baby's present today right in front of it.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
said, look, don't look at this, Augie. Like, you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Can't be, avert your eyes.
Yeah, well, and then Monty, Lindsay and I had a play with it too, and I was like, this thing's sick. Yeah.
Well, Monty, you asked like about first Christmases. Well, Violet, my first was, 7 weeks old, and my second was like 11 days old, so there was lots of presents, but there was just no, just let's just sit around and stare at the baby on Christmas, like that's what it basically came down to.
Can't remember them, and I think it's probably because there's not much reaction out of them. I don't know what's going on. Stupid.
dumb baby.
Yeah, all right. Back to Christmas Day. Oh, bikes. Well, sorry, go on.
Just quickly on the bikes. One thing I found, the only experience I had with this was that, as I explained before, helping my father put together a trampoline for my younger brothers, maybe 6-7 years ago, maybe even a little longer than that.
Go smoothly, did it?
Well, what I was going to say was Christmas Eve, usually pretty festive too. I think we were a whack of beers down and it took probably a lot longer than it should have, which makes me think putting together a bike on Christmas Eve could have a death trap. You'd have the thing, you turn left, it goes right, that kind of thing, like if you put it together wrong after a few too many.
Yeah, have to remember to actually give it a bit of a safety check before they start zooming down the street on it the next day. If you constructed it in the dark, half cut the night before.
Stu, you've got young lads. Mm. Now, have you purchased a gaming console or something that needs to be updated prior?
Oh, shit. It's your new PlayStation
what
5.
Did you do?
5 hours of updating.
What I did, was not think about that at all.
Yeah.
And everyone's sitting around waiting for it to happen.
Yeah. Well, that's what the girls are getting a Switch this year, and that'll be the thing. We'll come back from our holiday away, and I'll look under the tree, and there'll be a Switch, and then it'll take hours to set up.
Yeah,
that's a dad job.
That's a dad thing. I remember getting a Nintendo, not a Super Nintendo, a fucking Nintendo, and dad took a good fucking 2 hours to work out like how to tune it and then he started playing, and I was like, what are you doing, dad? And like, it was like,
that's the dad. That's the dad move, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
I've
yeah,
worked I've hard on this. I'm playing this. It.
Yeah.
I'm sit over this. There. Over yeah. there.
Yep.
Mario Kart. I'm getting on that. I'm going a few laps of this rainbow for anyone.
That's right. I'm going to go and get cut, even more cut, and then I'm coming back to take on this rainbow.
But speaking of gaming, though, we have a bit of a situation I feel a bit funny about this year in that. So the oldest, Owen, midway through this year, really wanted a gaming computer and had to borrow a fair chunk of money off us to get it.
So he's the juice running?
So he's in debt. He's in a lot of debt. And so for Christmas, he's just asking for money to give
to pay you back
us to knock money off his debt. So that feels funny. We'll be giving him money that we'll just hand straight back to us. But also, he's asking all the rallies for money as well, which I don't know. It feels a bit funny, but on further reflection, I'd love to ask someone like, oh, God, instead of the stress of trying to think of presents for all these people, they would have said, look, I'm in debt. I want money. That's brilliant. That's fantastic. I'm happy with that. I can forget all about it. There you go. There it is. Job done. Stress, no stress.
One of my favorite gifts to receive is a gift card.
Yeah.
Really?
Like cash is great. Cash is excellent, right? Cash
there's is a stigma that no thought's gone into it, right?
But thought has gone into it. If they've gotten you a gift card, because right. they've thought about where you're going to spend that gift card.
Well, it depends. Like, because you can just get a Westfield card that's every bloody shop in everything. The shopping centre.
Hey,
yes, buy me a book, like a bookshop gift card, please. Don't risk buying a book I don't want to read.
That's right.
What about a gift card to a butcher?
Well, oh, now we're talking.
Wow.
But also, like, the narrower the focus of the card, the more thoughts got into it.
Yeah,
but conversely, the more likely it is that you're not going to want to use it.
Like, butcher gift card. Might not be useful to you.
Well, I'll tell you what, where do I get this butcher gift card?
Yeah, we should start something like that. I think that's great. I think that's a good dad pants thing, actually. Butcher gift cards to give out to others.
Yes.
Hey, can I explain a present to me that is, my every year, it is my life. It is a brilliant present, but it is also frustrating. My father has given me the same, my birthday is late November. He has given me the same birthday and Christmas combined gift for the last maybe 20 years, maybe 15 years, maybe 20 years.
Sorry. Is it same every year?
Same every year, yes. Yeah. He buys me the following year's Sydney Swans membership.
Oh.
Which
I
is
going to say, is he just awesome. Taking money off the debt that you owe him?
Probably. No, but like, it's brilliant.
You seek a awesome. Mega Drive.
Yeah.
It took him fucking hours to set up. Yeah. No, it's a brilliant present. I love it, but it's kind of, it's taken a bit of the, especially since it helped. It was really good when I was kind of 18 to 25 and it was right, like, oh, that's a really good financial help.
Yes.
But it's now, it's kind of like, I can afford to pay for my own Swans membership. That's not the problem. But it's kind of now I'm like, oh, I want a surprise or something, you know?
Yeah,
like,
but how do you bring it up?
A Hawthorn membership or something.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, but how do you bring it up? And you can't bring it up. And it's a great thing. And you would never want to like that's a great gift.
Well, I'll tell
like,
you how to bring it up. Say it on a podcast and then ask him to listen to this Christmas special that you've done of your podcast.
Good idea.
But say now that you're a dad, you can't go to as many games, so it's probably not worth it.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Good point. And, like, he's given them to me for the last two COVID years. I've gone to maybe four or five games in the last 2 years, you know. Just giving money to the Swans.
Just keep dropping hints about cuts of meat that you wish you could buy.
I've heard about this new thing called a butcher's gift card.
Yeah, Stu, you've got it all wrong. You don't drop hints about the cuts of meat. You say, I don't know what kind of cut of meat. That's why I got like a gift card to go to.
Is that a euphemism? Is the butcher's gift card a euphemism?
Oh, I never know.
Good, the butcher. Yeah. Ah, they got I never know what a gift card.
I never know what I want.
Did you hear
to
about Monty?
There.
He got the old butcher's gift card for Christmas. He wasn't. He was very happy.
Oh, fantastic! All right, well, back on meat. Let's talk about Christmas Day again. Are you guys doing the meat cooking usually? I'm Monty as well. What happens on your Christmas Day?
This is where I clarify my anti-Grinchness of Christmas Day. Why I love Christmas Day so much is because it's at my wife's family's, usually one of their houses.
Who's a vegetarian?
Vegetarian. It's a beautiful part of the world. What part of the day that is tradition is I take the girls to the beach at some point, but I don't do anything apart from eat and drink. I get served all day. Yeah. I help. I offer help, and I get shunted away.
Wow!
And so that's why Christmas Day is good for me. If it was at my house and I was the one doing all of that stuff and all the prep and all the stress, I only found out a few years ago that Justine doesn't like Christmas Day because she's in the kitchen doing the vegetables.
Right.
To me, I had a great time.
Now, Matt,
sitting on the deck.
Is there a chance just 1 year you could take Wiggo with you and just show him what Christmas can really be?
Oh, Wiggo. Now, would you like that? I am coming. I am stopping off at Wiggo's next week on the way to up to Christmas. To perfect Christmas. So
if you can come up with a good enough excuse between now and then about why Wiggo has to go up there for the week.
Well, no, I'm just going to smuggle him in the back of the car and not tell anyone. Oh, Lynn, sorry. I accidentally packed Wiggo in the car.
Yeah.
know, I pack this, I grab someone's hat, and we go.
Yeah.
See, and I will clarify again. Like, Christmas Day is okay. But when
that's all you got to say. That's all you got to say. We go, that's all you got to say.
Okay, hey, great.
That is the 80s slogan if you've ever heard it.
It's the
Christmas Day is okay.
What's what, Monty? What's happening in your family?
Oh yeah, so I have a great. Okay, so food wise, it's great. It's molded over the years, which is really good.
Molded.
And I have a. This is
yeah. Molded? I was going to say.
Yeah, molded. We all have different elements that we supply. My father makes a thing every year called Christmas fish, which is quite good. It's a kind of a ceviche with Christmas colors. There's a bit of green in there and a bit of red and a bit of white fish.
Oh, okay.
No, green fish. That's a green of another thing. But either way, don't worry. It's, that's tasty. But what that's I the have molded. Is
yeah.
I have my, yeah, that's the molded bit. My mate started a tradition, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago. He bought a quite like expensive large smoker. And he has on 2 weekends before Christmas every year, the annual fish smoke. So you can show up. We all go to a park, an apartment, a house, somewhere that has a big backyard, something like that. Usually not an apartment. I don't know why I said apartment. And anyone bring your fish and alfoil and beers. Everyone gets hammered all day long, smokes as much fish as you can, and you take it all to Christmas with you. So I now bring a whole bunch of smoked fish to Christmas every year, which is really, really tasty. I'm going to smoke an octopus this year. It's on Saturday this week, so I'm going to buy a whole octopus and smoke it.
Yeah,
big shout out to my mate Lou, by the way. Yeah, it's great fun. So you eat smoked fish all day because we do one fish for someone to take to Christmas and one fish to eat as we're doing it. Everyone brings a case of beer. You sit around from, you know, 10 a.m. to 6 in the evening just drinking beer and smoking fish.
You ever smoked an octopus before? Is there a nervousness?
Last year.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking great.
I've smoked a lot of things, but I haven't smoked an octopus.
Hey, there you go.
Thank you.
Yeah. But other than that, traditional, a bit of ham. My uncle usually cooks a duck. We've told him to stop doing that. He still does it. But.
Duck's amazing. Like, we have duck pancakes when we go.
I wish it was like Christmas. Duck pancakes. It's shit. Yeah.
Duck right. pancakes on Christmas are amazing.
All right. I'd love that.
What are you sticking in your Weber on Christmas? Do you not have to? Do you just?
Well, no. I just show up.
Right.
Because we tend to travel in. Like I would
and
say
that's the same.
No. Yeah. Like most of the time, we are either.
Smoked fish travel.
Logistically, it's actually better for us to go to Sydney than it is for the Sydney people to come. To the Central Coast.
We go, do you, and Stu, you hinted at this before, that the driving around means you can't drink. Do you take any turns with your partners of who drives each year?
Well, Matthew, as you will recall, I couldn't remember what happened last Christmas. So in regards to...
Because it's a big slate of grey.
Well, that's right, because who knows who's drinking when.
Right.
But in most cases... If we can, we'll actually fit everyone in one car. So all the people that are coming from the coast, if we can fit in a 7-seater. So
every 4 years you get to.
That's right.
You have to
drive. Linz's dad doesn't drink and loves a drive. Like just a classic driver. Has driven all his life, literally.
That is not true, but either way.
No. 2 year old driving around.
This is a man. This is a man that used to have hire cars and literally worked every day
at the
for 3 years straight.
Yeah.
Yep. Driving. Okay. So loves a drive. So he will tend to drive to and from Christmas, which does allow me to, you know, enjoy a beverage or 7.
Last year I drove because usually we're at Jazz's mum's house, but this time we went to her dad and stepmum's house and I drove. I said, look, I'll drive and then I won't have to drink. And then when we get back to Jazz's mum's, then I'll get on it. But what
you get the espresso martinis going, don't you?
What actually happened was everyone drank a lot during the day and I came back. Whatever it was, the cocktail I made, everyone drank it. But they're already, you know, wasted. So I had one drink and they were all like, let's get it, let's go to bed. And then everyone went to bed and it was like 20 past 10 and I was quite just
I have had one a drink
by myself.
I have a question for you all. My wife, I was asking her today, I was saying we're going to do some Christmas stuff with Dad Pants. Have you got any things you want to talk about? And she said, yeah, maybe it's a Canadian thing, but why do all dads love eggnog? Do you guys like eggnog? I said, that doesn't seem to be much of an Australian thing. And no. She said, my dad used to drink eggnog and rum every year, like, and really enjoy it.
I mean, I suppose our equivalent's custard. I don't kind of have custard any other time of the year except Christmas.
No, but eggnog's the eggnog. You can just drink it by the, you can quaff it.
Yeah, it's the viscosity is of a lower level than custard, I think.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I was just trying to contribute because we don't have eggnog.
You can buy it. I don't know anyone who makes it from scratch that much. And I think it's nicer to have warm on a for a cold winter than it is to have cold on a hot.
How many Canadian Christmases have you had, Monty?
First one I had was unrelated to my wife. I had one when I was like 12 and it was amazing. Seeing snow for the first time. It was family related.
Yeah.
But then since then, I've spent maybe three over there. I got to say, they do it pretty bloody well. They know what's up. The snow thing, it feels like everything you always saw on television growing up.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So, which is kind of cool. But then you do it and you're like, okay, like, it's lunchtime. I've had a couple of beers. Where's the prawns and who's coming out the back to play cricket with me? Yeah, like it's, you know, and it's like kind of, you still miss this, you know?
So well, I am. So replacing the prawns, replacing the prawns in cricket is eggnog. Essentially.
That's a bad play.
And it's eggnog a wonderful life.
Yeah. It's a wonderful life.
Eggnog and a Christmas story. Is that that's the movie, right?
Yeah, yep.
A Christmas Story is on 24 hours straight, just over and over again. Oh, and they all love it. And I was like, I don't know what this is. I've never seen it. They're like, that is ridiculous.
One tradition I really enjoyed the last couple of times I've been in Canada for Christmas was there's one bar open in Edmonton that's near where Lindsay lives. It's called High Run. It's like a snooker bar. And at about kind of 7, 8 in the evening, everyone is sick of their family and shows up there and gets hammered. And it's like you show up there and it's like this bar at most has 3 people in it all year round. There's 100 people there. You know all of them and everyone's fucking tanked and just like happy to be away from their family. It's great. It's a lot of
that's
fun.
That's incredible.
That makes sense because obviously over here, when your family's irritating you, you can take your frustration out with some short pitch bowling on them in the backyard.
Right.
That's right. Exactly. Yep.
Whereas over there, you're all cooped up in the house.
I had 2 Christmases in a row in the Northern Hemisphere, one in Northern Ireland and one in North Carolina. And both times it was like 15 degrees on Christmas Day. No sign of any snow. But in Ireland, we did, me and my friend Craig were staying with this lovely family. And we were like, right, let's play cricket. And they're like, what? And we're like, got anything that we can use? Yes, hockey stick. Cool. Let's play cricket. Got a bin? Done. Let's go. We went out the back and we played cricket with a hockey stick and a bin and all had a great time.
Hmm.
There would have been some chucking going on there.
Some bad chucking and, some particularly weird stroke play, I guess, with hockey sticks with Irish people who are good at hurling, but not so good at forward defence.
Plenty of ramp shots.
I do remember one good year in Canada where I think I had either fallen asleep rather early and woken up early or stayed up real late for some reason. But the Boxing Day test was on at a good time there. Right. Like it was like it was like 5 a.m. or something weird like that. And I was up and I was like, this is brilliant. I've got nothing but, you know, giant Canadian television. It's snowing outside. I can sit here and have some eggnog and watch.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, you can't. You've got nothing to do. Yeah, exactly.
And that's part of the – and look, Boxing Day test is part of the reason why. Oh, if we're going to split it across families, different days, always try and – advocate for Christmas Eve. So it can all be over and done with by Boxing Day and I can have Boxing Day to myself.
Just sitting down.
Yeah, just sitting
down. Boxing Day is pretty good,
And digesting.
Yeah, digesting, leftovers, like a ham sandwich on Boxing Day around the, you know, end of the first session. Mm-hmm. After, like, first beer, ham sandwich, end of the first session. One of my favorite parts of the year.
Yeah. Quick question. What is in eggnog? Well, obviously egg.
Eggnog.
Some vanilla essence, I believe.
I believe cinnamon. Cinnamon is involved.
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg. Maybe.
Yes. Don't want to have too much nutmeg.
No, that'll
overpowering.
Choke.
Death.
Really?
Jeez, wicked.
Nutmeg poisonous is a piece of.
We can have too much nutmeg.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Oh,
you can put. Can you put brandy? Is it brandy or rum?
I think once the eggnog is made, you can either.
We're just embarrassing everyone who's listening in Canada. We're sorry. We don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Hey, we have an American.
Sorry, we don't have it. Nor do we want.
Do they have poutine at Christmas?
You can have poutine whenever you want, but no, it's not particularly Christmassy. It's like no, I would say no, actually.
Is it just an everyday sort of thing?
More of a daily occurrence.
Mm.
Yeah, and more Eastern Canada.
So, look, what I'm hearing here from all of us is that we don't really do any cooking. We just kind of sit around, all of us, and let other people cook for us. Mostly, Monty's smoking.
Did you hear about my fish smoke?
Yeah. I'm talking about the dad panel here.
Yeah, my brother-in-law brings. He's a fisherman, and he brings lobsters and crab.
Nice, good man.
Yeah, so. We're pretty shit Christmas dads, is my assessment. Because we just, all we have to do is drive around and we bitch about that.
Listen here, Stu. I don't want your logic, all right?
Listen here. He's turned on you again, Grinchy. He's turned on you again. He was on your side.
Oh, you are right. And again,
I bitch about that as well. I don't.
Christmas dad is okay.
I'd rarely have to cook anything or whatever, but. I'm just complaining about having to drive from one place to another for other people to feed me.
Now, sorry, is it a cliche? I mentioned this to my wife the other day who thought it was just me, but maybe it's a cliche, but are you always the crankiest of cranky dads just before you get in the car to go? Is that the cranky time?
That's pretty much going anywhere.
Yeah, I agree. I think the going, as we spoke about when we're talking about holidays,
yeah,
the going is definitely the hardest. But I also struggle on Christmas, like on Christmas Day leaving, because as soon as anyone brings up the fact that it might be time to go, I take that as go time. Like it's the match has been struck. Yeah. Let's go. Like, let's not fuck around. Like, I don't want to talk about 45 minutes later.
Yeah, but this is the problem. That is the moment, like, every Sunday, 4 o'clock during the school year, that's my tipping point of like, crap, I've got to go to school tomorrow. Now I've got the shits. That's usually what happens every Sunday. But that is your point. Soon as someone says it's time to go, you're already like, I got to go to work tomorrow. Let's go.
Yeah, cool. Let's go.
And all right. But we've got to now do the farewell round of everybody.
Yeah, and another song, one more song, one more dance, one more chicken leg.
Yeah, one more schooner of custard.
Yeah, one more eggnog.
Oh, that's great. Speaking of, sorry, I'm just going to interrupt you very quickly. While we were recording, I did some investigating and I messaged Wigo's wife and I said, hey, Linz, does Wigo keep his grinchiness from his children? She said, not really.
Oh.
Can you expand on this? She said, I don't think he particularly tries to keep it from anyone. So there you go.
You've been outed as a thoughtless Christmas dad.
You know what?
Grinch dad.
All of my children, apart from my 21-year-old daughter or 20-year-old daughter, still believe in Santa. So...
Mm.
I can't be like if I was that much of a Grinch.
Blow it up.
You would have said, "I'm Santa. What do you want? Hurry up!"
Exactly.
I'm going to work. I'm going to work Christmas Eve. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough.
You're not getting any Christmas presents because the Boxing Day sales are amazing this year. That's right. I'll get you whatever you want. See you later.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, maybe I can take this opportunity because I couldn't in the official season finale to ask Monty. You know, we've been doing this podcast for 6 months. Your daughter is now 6 months old or thereabouts.
Yeah.
How are you traveling? And what have you learned? Has this helped? All that. We need a quick year roundup for you.
I'm loving it. It's the best thing I've ever done. I'm having more fun than I've ever had. I'm sleeping far less than I ever thought I would. I just heard her cry. That's very funny. But overall, I'm loving it. All the advice I've got from you guys is brilliant. I think the stuff I've got from you guys has welcomed me more into the club of dadness. Yep. There is occasional brilliant, usable kind of stuff, but a lot of it's just mindset stuff. And I'm really happy to be part of this crew, this kind of like worldwide international dad crew. I'm sure that there's a bunch of blokes speaking in several different languages that are just talking the same kind of shit that we are, you know, and it's a dad thing. And I'm happy to be part of that now. And I think you guys have really been great in welcoming me into that world. I'm excited for the future. I think that's the big part. I'm like, I can't wait. I used to think, oh man, I'm getting older, this sucks and stuff. But now I had her and I'm like, ah, doesn't matter. I get to watch her. Everything's fun again. Like I get to live this all again, but don't have to go through the hard stuff.
We can just hear her there. Any chat about when the next one's going to come along?
Yeah, soonish. I think. I reckon we'll go again in the next year.
Wow. How about that?
Right. You heard it here first. We'll
there's a bombshell.
Congratulations on the sex.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to that.
Bombshell to end the year on his. Happy holidays, everybody. That's what we say these days, isn't it?
Merry happy.
Whatever you're doing, whether you're enjoying it or resenting it or what, just be well and happy, and we'll talk to you again.
If you're loving it, if you love Christmas or you hate it, do that at 100%, like we do.
Nice. Nice. I like that.
Final thought, Ben.
Butcher's gift card.
Love it. Love
Very
it.
Very good. Yeah. Farewell. Yeah. All right. What about the stitch up? Go asking Linz about it.
Oh, massive stitch up.
Well, I just want to know you. As soon as he said, all I thought was, I'm going to ask next week when I see these kids. I'm going to say, hey, what's dad like at Christmas?
Yeah. I hope you have an argument about that when you get off.
Yeah, me too.
No, look, I feel like.
I also said he wants a butcher's gift card. You better go and get one.
Throw that elf on the shelf across the room. Just punt it across the room. This is an Angry Chimp podcast.
In Rigo's discussion to cook fruit, but they do. They think they've got common ground, and then he confuses them.
All right.
Hey, have you guys noticed, I'll do this quickly, we're going to run out of time, but weather apps, right? They've been really bad lately, right? Have you noticed that? I heard this thing the other day that it's due to the lack of commercial flights going on. Have we talked about this? That they get a lot of their information from commercial flights, and that because there is less, all the models in the world are suffering because of it. So that like apps are far more likely to be completely incorrect, which they have been lately.
Whoa.
Yeah,
that is incredible.
Bombshell.
Yeah.
Well, that's a massive bombshell because I walked outside today and we got rained on, and what? I checked the app, no rain.
Bullshit. Same with me. Same exact shit. Like, it's fucking like happening heaps at the moment. It feels like the last month has been just so fucking.
I'm hearing problems from you. I'm not hearing.